नारायण नमस्कृत्य नरोत्तमम् देवीम् सरस्वती व्यासम् ततोजयम् उदीरयत् नस्त प्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यम् भागवत सेवाय भागवत उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्णा। गुड मॉर्निंग टू एवरीवन। सो दिस मॉर्निंग श्रीमद् भागवतम Text is from Canto 1, Chapter 3, Text 3. So Canto 1, Chapter 3, Text 3. Let me give myself a second. Okay, great. Yasya vaya vasam shtane kapitulo kavishtara tatvai bhagavatu rupam Vishuddham Sattvam Urjitam. I'll say it two more times and then you can repeat if you want to. Yasya Vaya Vasam Shtane Kalpito Loka Vishtara Tadvai Bhagavato Rupam Vishuddham Sattvam Urjitam. Yasya Vaya Vasam Shtane Kalpito Loka Vishtara Tatvai Bhagavato Rupam Vishuddham Sattvam Urjitam. So here's word for word. Yasya, whose, avayava, bodily expansion, samshtane, situated in, kalpita, is imagined, loka, planets of inhabitants, vishtara, various, tatvai, but that is Bhagavata, of the personality of Godhead, Rupam, form, Vishuddham, purely, Sattvam, existence, Urjitam, excellence. Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. It is believed that all the universal planetary systems are situated on the extensive body of the Purusha, but he has nothing to do with the created material ingredients. His body is eternally in spiritual existence par excellence. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The conception of the Virat Rupa or the Vishwa Rupa of the Supreme Absolute Truth is especially meant for the neophyte who can hardly think of the transcendental form of the personality of Godhead. To him, a form means something of this material world, and therefore an opposite conception of the Absolute is necessary in the beginning to concentrate the mind on the power extension of the Lord. As stated above, the Lord extends His potency in the form of the Mahat-Tattva, which includes all material ingredients. The extension of power by the Lord and the Lord Himself personally are one in one sense. But at the same time, the Mahat-Tattva is different from the Lord. Therefore, the potency of the Lord and the Lord are simultaneously different and non-different. The conception of the Virat Rupa, especially for the impersonalist, is thus non-different from the eternal form of the Lord. This eternal form of the Lord exists prior to the creation of the Mahat-Tattva, and it is stressed here that the eternal form of the Lord is par excellence spiritual or transcendental to the modes of material nature. The very same transcendental form of the Lord is manifested by His internal potency and the formation of the multifarious manifestations of incarnations is always of the same transcendental quality without any touch of the Mahat-Tattva. Om Aginati Milandasya Gana Gana Shalakaya Chakshu Om Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Shite tanya manuvistam stapitam yena bhutale vayam rupa kadamayam dadati svapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagajatam Sagana Raghunatam Vitam Tamsajivam Sadvaitam Sabadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Kopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamani Hari Priya Vanchakalpat Rubyascha Kripa Sundibhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhya Vaishnavebhya Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Sivasari Gora Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharine Nirveshesha Sunyavari Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prima Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namni Gauratise Namaha Ananda Lila Maya Vigrahaya Himadhyaya Divya Vishindraya Tasmi Maha Prima Raspadaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Hare Krishna. So, the text again. Yasya vayava samstane kalpito loka vishtara tatva bhagavato rupam vishuddham satvam urjitam. Srila Prabhupada's English translation. It is believed that all the universal planetary systems are situated on the extensive body of the Purusha. But he has nothing to do with the created material ingredients. His body is eternally in spiritual existence par excellence. Hare Krishna. So, Krishna is the source of all creation. And in this text, the extensive body of the Purusha is being discussed. The first point is, that the universal planetary systems, the planetary systems in the universe, they are situated in the extensive body of the Purusha, but he has nothing to do with the created material ingredients. That does not mean it didn't come from him. It means that his activities are all transcendental and spiritual, and it doesn't involve material things. Therefore, in that sense, he is disconnected from the material ingredients that are created. That is his own, this is through his own will, divine will. His body is eternally in spiritual existence, outstanding in all respects. Par excellence means that. So, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says, the conception of the Virat Rupa, the universal form of the Absolute Truth, is meant especially for the neophyte who can hardly think of the transcendental form of the personality of Godhead. There are many stories in devotees, and I know some of them, and even who thought that way and shared it later. The idea of the Lord being transcendental. Well, we have material eyes, and so we don't see things that are spiritual. At this point, this is our, we can say, misfortune. But when it comes to a devotee, we are unfortunate to some point, but then we are also very, very fortunate in many, many ways. By the mercy of a spiritual master, we are being led in the right direction. That's our fortune. But the fact that we are away from the spiritual world and the material world, that is our misfortune. So both are there, but we are not as unfortunate as the rest of those who are in the material world who are not connecting with Krishna and Krishna consciousness, who don't understand anything about Krishna and have no desire to even want to know about Krishna. That's real misfortune. So in that sense, we are fortunate because at least we are to the point where we are internalizing the fact that Krishna is to Bhagavan Swayam. He is, in fact, the Supreme Personality, and everything emanates from him, as he says in the Bhagavad Gita. He says it's wisdom to even understand that everything emanates from him. So those who are wise, they rely on Krishna in all respects. Now, it is about this time we're talking about the creation of the material aspect. Srila Prabhupada has described when he was asked, well, why did Krishna, if he wanted people to be happy and entities to be happy in the spiritual world, did he bother to even put the material world there? Srila Prabhupada's answer was, when a community is planned, or even a city, the government knows that in this material world, there will be people who will do the wrong things, not obey the laws, and there will be a disturbance to society. And therefore, a place is built to put those people, to remove them from society and put them there so there won't be a disturbance to the rest of the society. We call it jail or house of correction. And so that concept is the same with Krishna's creation of the material world. But Krishna's creation of the material world has more to it. The mercy factor is there, that he himself comes to annihilate demons when things get too rough, and the devotees start praying for help, as Mother Bhumi did. And it also enthuses the devotees, wherever they are, spiritual or material worlds, wherever they are. Krishna shows his power and enthuses the devotees in that show of power in his pastimes, as we call it. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says, the conception of Virat Rupa, the material form, the form where the material planets and other aspects of the material world are situated, that's meant for the neophyte who cannot think of transcendental, not only activities, but the transcendental form of the personality of Godhead. To a person who is a neophyte and been in the material world a long time, for them, the form means something of this material world. Because all they've seen that has form was material. Actually, we're included in it too. But by the mercy of Guru, we have a special situation, a special concession given to us, and that is the deity of the Lord. But this material form then, this form that has all the material ingredients and all of the personalities that are empowered by the Lord to keep the material going, functioning, they are set up in such a way that a person who thinks of something having a form being material can begin to relate to the Lord from that standpoint. They can concentrate then the mind on the extension of a power of a Supreme Personality of Godhead. Extension, what's coming to me means the spiritual is already there and the extension of the spiritual comes to the material. It's through the spiritual that the material comes about, through Karanudakshaya Vishnu, the pores on his body generates these. Srila Prabhupada continues that it is stated above, that the text before this, the Lord extends his potency in the form of a Mahatattva, the sum total of material ingredients. The extension of power by the Lord and the Lord himself are the extension of power by the Lord, Srila Prabhupada says, through the material, and the Lord himself, personally, are one in one sense. If you came from him, it's connected to him. So the oneness is there. But at the same time, since he doesn't deal with activities that are material, and his activities are transcendental, then Mahatattva, which is material, is disconnected in that sense from the Lord, the Lord's activities. So the potency of the Lord and the Lord are simultaneously different because he doesn't deal with that in his activities, and non-different because it came from him. The conception of Virat Rupa, especially for the impersonalist, is thus non-different from the eternal form of the Lord. See, so the impersonalist thinks that the eternal form of the Lord and this conception of Virat Rupa are one. They look at it, you know, non-different. Non-different in that sense. Now, Srila Prabhupada in one lecture concerning this particular point here, he actually preached on Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 3, Text 1, 2, and 3 together. And about Text 3, which one, the one is there, he even quoted a little bit of the way the simple creation, or the simplified creation in the Bible was described. He said, in the Bible, the Lord said, let there be creation. And it came to be. And he makes the point that if the Lord said, let there be, and the material creation came to be, then the Lord himself was present. And at the time before he said, let there be, referring to the material creation, there was no material creation. That means the Lord himself is not material. But we know there are two categories, material or spiritual. So if the Lord brought the material about, then the Lord is spiritual, his body is spiritual, and his activities are like that also. And that's the point he was making. Even though it's stated in a simplified way in the Holy Bible, that he makes the point that the Lord is in fact spiritual. And in the Bhagavad Gita, it is stated that the person is liberated who understands that the appearance and activities of the Lord are all in the transcendental level. So, the conception of Virat Rupa is meant for, especially for the impersonalist. They think about it that way. That is none different from the eternal form of the Lord. But as we have said, the eternal form of the Lord exists prior to the creation. And the eternal form of the Lord is in fact outstanding. It is the greatest, and it is spiritual, and it's transcendental to modes of material nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance. So, the Lord has nothing to do with the material energy. His activities are spiritual. Hence, the devotees of the Lord are also trained by the spiritual master in such a way that the spiritual becomes most important in our lives. And the material activities, we are advised that we connect with it on an as-needed basis, only as it's necessary. So without the spiritual master turning the mind of the devotee towards the spiritual, material life, and the Virat Rupa for that matter, will also be taken as a priority. Because what we see, the little that we see with these imperfect eyes, are stars and the planet that we are on, and other aspects of it. We see fire, water, and so on, material ingredients. That's what, at this point, our material senses perceive. So, without the spiritual master, we would be in the same boat as those who are ignorant of the transcendental nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we owe him eternal thanks, the spiritual master, to turn our minds that way. The Lord wants us to relate to him through spiritual life, in bhakti yoga, in loving transcendental activities. We use our material body true enough, but again, by the mercy of a spiritual master, our activities to Krishna are spiritualized, and therefore they become acceptable to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to the divine couple. So, because the Lord wants us to relate to Him through spiritual life, then the nine processes of loving, devotion, and service are instituted, and Prahlad Maharaj explains it in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 5, Text 23. Shravanam, Ketanam, Vishnu, Swaranam, Parasevanam, Achanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atma, Nivedanam. Now, Shravanam, hearing, which is what we're doing now, Kirtanam, which involves calling on the Supreme Personality of Godhead's name, as it is in this Kali Yuga, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vishnu Smaranam, remembering the Lord, offering obeisances, Padasevanam, serving Him, Archanam, the deity, Vandanam, prayers, Dasyam, being a Lord's servant, Sakyam, being a Lord's friend, and Atma Nivedanam, Nivedanam, surrendering fully, surrendering everything. He says in the Bhagavad Gita, whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer, do that as an offering to me. It is the most important advice that we've been given. Yet it takes a while for our minds that have been rascal and been trying to control things for as long as we've been in the material world to turn to that particular shloka and say, but the Lord is saying do everything as an offering to Him. When am I going to get to that point when I will do everything directly and indirectly, even if I touch material energy and do things with it, that we will think of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and use intelligence to connect what we are doing in service to Him? When would that day come? Our happiness is connected with that. The internal happiness is connected with how much we give of ourselves to the Lord and the Lord's devotees. And we need to remember that. The nine processes that we just listed, the easiest is Shravanam, here in the Bhagavad Gita, from the self-realized person. And Srila Prabhupada says, we will turn one to the thought of the Supreme Being. When we hear about Krishna, we will think naturally about Krishna. We will remember Krishna. And therefore, doing that consistently will enable the devotee upon leaving the body to attain a spiritual body which is just fit for association with the Supreme Lord. So while we're in the material world here, we are away from the Supreme Personality of Godhead in terms of the activities that we use to offer to Him in the spiritual world. But by His mercy, we still have an opportunity to do that. In Bhagavad Gita, chapter 8, text 8, Abhyasa yoga yuktena tetasa nanya kamina paramam purusham divyam yat prad The translation is, he who meditates on me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose mind is constantly engaged in remembering me, undeviated from the path, he, O Arjuna, is sure to reach me. So, this is not a very difficult process, meditate on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But one has to learn it, the Prabhupada says, from an experienced person. Tat vigyanartam sa gurum evabhigaste. Daka Upanishad 1:2:12. Srila Prabhupada says one must approach a person who is already in the practice. So we have to connect with the spiritual master, approach him. Pariprashtena sevaya. We have to inquire from him and also offer service to him. Upadekshante te dhyanam dhyaninas tatva tashina. He's known the truth. He's been equipped with the truth. He's heavy with the truth. And if we inquire from him, we will hear the truth. The bona fide spiritual master will always guide us in the right direction, the spiritual direction. The mind is always flying to this and that, and always hoping, you know, to bring some material things, thinking we will be happy with that. And sometimes our mind accepts that our senses want to involve themselves in that which is material, but happiness is not there. It's simply not there. Sense gratification comes for a while. We seem to be satisfied with that, but that is not real satisfaction, because happiness gives happiness. Happiness comes when a person is really satisfied. But when the happiness is not there, then it means the source to which we're getting it from is the wrong source. The material never gives us real happiness. It's fake. It seems like it's going to make us very happy, but in the end, the anxiety comes. The dissatisfaction comes. So the mind may be flying from this to that, but one must practice concentrating the minds on the form of the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna, or on the sound of His name. Srila Prabhupada said the mind is naturally restless, going here, going there, but it can rest in the sound vibration of Krishna. So when we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna has so designed His name that repetition of His name never gets one tired. In fact, the more we concentrate our mind intelligence on the Holy Name and speak it distinctly, the more our souls wake up and hear the name and get excited about the name. And when we get excited about anything, we don't want to stop it. So it is, in fact, through practice chanting the Holy Name every single day. And today, by the way, is Pandav Nirjal Ekadashi. A good day to be chanting the Holy Name of the Lord all day if we have the time to do it. Or most of the day to do that in remembering and chanting the Holy Name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Interestingly enough, one lecture by His Holiness Guru Govinda Maharaj, he reminded our spiritual, for us, great grandfather, for Srila Prabhupada's disciples, spiritual grandfather, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj. And he said, in the morning, you beat your mind. The mind wants to go into things that are material, but you bring it to Krishna by alerting it. Now you're not going anywhere. You're going to do the spiritual thing. And beating the mind, he said, means Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Chant with conviction and chant out loud so that the ears would hear and turn the mind towards the Holy Name, the sound of the Holy Name. Same can be done at night before we go to sleep. Read something spiritual. Hear bhajans. Or join in it for a while until the body rests, so that we rest thinking about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we have been given so much mercy. The power of the Lord coming through the spiritual master, and then the Lord in the heart, the Paramatma. So we also have at this point, or are using, even though we are souls inside these bodies, we are using the material senses. So we as devotees also have a hard time perceiving God as spirit, not with these eyes. Therefore, the Lord reveals Himself through the deity. So the deity is a connection where we can go from thinking about material things and focusing the mind now on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the deity is God Himself, but He's also the mercy form of the Lord. Mercy in terms of those who have, like us, like me, material senses, using that to perceive the Lord. Even though we cannot connect with Him as well, if you're like me, you can't connect with Him as well, because some people have, a few Some of us have not been anointed with that kind of, you know, spiritual vision that we can see the deity and see through the deity, like Lord Chaitanya did when he went to Jagannath Puri. He saw the Lord Jagannath, immediately fainted, with so much love for the Lord. It would take us a while to get there. Srila Prabhupada says, spiritual life is gradual. Gradually, then we will in fact get there. So, we can worship the deity. We can offer obeisances to the deity as a means to prepare to live the spiritual life back home in the abode of Krishna. We are away from Krishna now, as we all know. And if we leave the body thinking about Krishna, then we go back. Therefore, it is important to, as much of the time of the day as we can, concentrate on the holy name. Then, when it comes time, the body can't do anything and the senses are shutting down, we will do what we've been doing the most. And if what we've been doing the most during our lives is concentrate on the Supreme Personality of Godhead and chant His holy name, we will remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What is prominent in our daily activities is what tends to come to the mind at the time of death. There is confusion, it's explained, when the senses are shutting down, because you want to use the senses and you find you cannot. Some of the senses shut down before others. The last to shut down is the sense of hearing. Therefore, when we relate well to devotees, not if, but when we relate well to devotees, and if we aren't, that's something we should be about, and they hear that we're leaving the body, the chances are very high that through their mercy, they will stop what they're doing, they'll come to where we are, they will chant the holy name of the Lord so we can hear and remember Krishna. And remembering Krishna at the time of death means, as Krishna himself says, without a doubt, one goes to the abode of Krishna. We are especially fortunate that that particular planet, Goloka Vrindavan, is made available to us by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and the Parampara. Lord Chaitanya himself championing this whole wonderful transition, making it available for us to go. So, for us, the deity is a mercy transition for us to be able to obey his instructions. The deity is a mercy transition. We say transition because the Lord is the Lord himself, and he appears in many, many forms in his sweet will. So in the deity form, because we don't have the spiritual eyes to see him, then he has appeared in that way, so we can serve him. So Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, text 65, Srila Prabhupada quotes it a lot. Man mana bhava mad bhakto, mad jajimam namaskuru, mam ivashya si satyam te, pratijane priyosimi. The Lord says, always think of me. Always think of me. Do we always think of the Lord? Yasoda Chandamani Swami says, if we think of the Lord always, we become a pure devotee. Which means the opportunity is there to become a pure devotee if we decide to think of him. But sometimes we have activities that are material. Sometimes they have become necessary because they become necessary in our lives, especially our employment, most of which is not spiritual directly. Sometimes we get into that mode of doing what we have to do at that particular time, calling our job time. But we can always think of the Lord though, because there are gadgets like our cell phones and other instruments that can play, devices that can remind us about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, if we have it on the side playing, especially Srila Prabhupada chanting japa, for example, or some tunes which are very nice, bhajans, to hearing. Even if it's tuned low, and it's tuned the whole day, and it's playing, then our subconscious will focus on it the whole day. Because our conscious mind is doing other things that are necessary for maintaining the material body. The subconscious will in fact pick up on that. We weren't told which part of our mind has to think about Krishna all the time. It says, always think of me. Become my devotee. That is through the mercy of Guru. And so there's a connection. One is a devotee by heart, the heart, connecting with Krishna. But when one connects formally by taking initiation from a devotee, bona fide spiritual master, then we're telling the whole world that we are ready to dedicate our lives to the spiritual. And then Krishna is also ready then to receive us if we take that spiritual life seriously. Krishna says, worship me. Some of us wouldn't know how to worship the Lord without the deity. Therefore, the deity is made available. Offer obeisances, offer homage to me. We do that. If we do that, he said, you will come to me without fail. And he gave a promise, you're my dear friend. Means that Krishna loves us. We are planning, or we are being told, not planning, but being told how to jumpstart our love for Krishna. That's the whole idea about sadhana bhakti, devotional service by instruction. Do we love Krishna? Well, we're trying to. We're trying to. We believe first in Guru. We believe in what the Guru says. We certainly at this point appreciate all that Srila Prabhupada has done. So much more than many of us even know about. That's why it's wonderful to hear from Srila Prabhupada's disciples sometimes telling us different things in different times than what Srila Prabhupada did. So we can learn from it, but also remember how much that he put in to serve Krishna so that we can do maybe a fraction of it, but we certainly can do something to serve Krishna also. Become my devotee. Think of me. Worship me. Offer your homage to me. Then you will come to me. If you do these four things. And Krishna has given us a promise. So in the purport for that, Bhagavad Gita 1865, Srila Prabhupada says, the most confidential part of knowledge is that one should become a pure devotee of Krishna and always think of him and act for him. Life should be so molded that one will always have the chance to think of Krishna. So how do we mold our lives that way? Well, we use our senses. If we have pictures that remind us of Krishna, then we will think about Krishna every time our eyes set on that picture. So we should have as much as possible, take the opportunity, or we should take the opportunity to have things around us that would remind us of Krishna. We have our senses. Seeing is what we just talked about, the picture of the Lord. Hearing transcendental pastimes about the Supreme Personality of Godhead and instructions on how to connect, because we are doing bhakti by instruction. But after a while of doing something, it becomes a habit. And so from the habit, then it becomes something that is ingrained. Therefore, you're steady. You like doing what you're doing. If it's a habit, if it's something you don't like, it will not become a habit. You're going to want to get away from it. But doing it repeatedly, we develop, by the mercy of the Lord, attachment to doing the spiritual. And then from that, slowly, slowly, our heart opens and all the dust and all the locks and all the material screws that we put in there to hold down transcendence now get released, put to the side, and then our pure love blood then begins to be awakened. Bhava platform. It will build. We have to still be careful to protect our devotional kripa, because even at that level, it's still weak. And Maya can in fact disturb it. Therefore, we have to take shelter of association of devotees who are fixed up, and devotees in general who always obviously talk about Krishna and therefore remind us about Krishna. So we should mold our lives so that we'll have the chance to think of Krishna always. One should always act in Prabhupada, such as all his daily activities are in connection with Krishna. He should arrange his life in such a way that throughout the 24 hours in the day, he cannot but think of Krishna. And we said, how? Hear the holy name of the Lord. Hear Krishna Katha daily. When you have time set aside, it should be for Krishna. And the Lord's promise is that anyone who is in such pure Krishna consciousness will certainly return to the abode of Krishna, where he will be engaged in the association of Krishna face to face. So some of us will say, but the way my life is, well, I can do my best to relate to Krishna, but it won't be all of the time. The mercy of Krishna is there. The mercy of Krishna is there. And that reminds me of one meeting that His Holiness the Advaita Swami talked about. He was present at that meeting. Srila Prabhupada was meeting the disciples who were leaders in the ISKCON International Society. And he was giving them some instructions. But through the instructions, as he always does, some preaching came in because he had to use the preaching to explain some things to them. And His Holiness the Advaita Swami said he brought up the three ways in which one goes to Krishna Prema eventually. Sambandha, relationship, Abhideya, the activity of devotion service, and Prayojana, love of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By the mercy of a spiritual master, these activities, these three processes are there. The relationship should be there. Relationship between the Lord and the Lord's devotees should be there. We are devotees of the Lord. We should relate to each other decently and also relate to the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the agency of Guru, Sambandha. The activities we show our relationship, devotional service, loving devotional service to the Lord. We're doing it, we say loving because we're doing it not for ourselves, but to satisfy Krishna's senses. So the processes that have been given, as we mentioned, nine processes earlier, we embark on as many of them as we can. Now, the point about what Advaita Swami was saying was that, again, it shows the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Even if we don't come to the pure love of Godhead by our activities, still the spiritual master by his mercy and Krishna also by his kindness will allow us to go back based on Sambandha and Prayojana. Sambandha and Abhideya, not Prayojana. Sambandha and Abhideya, relationship and the activities. When we do that, when we serve the devotees and serve Guru, because we are doing that willingly, first we learn, and then we do that willingly because nobody forces us to do devotional service. It's not devotion if we're serving by force. But we practice, and then on our own we do. Remember that some people who actually stop at some point, temporarily stopping their progress in devotional service, that's unfortunate, but it does happen. And we pray for them to get back into, because the material world won't give them anything that they thought could make them happy and therefore going into it. That never happens. Material is actually quite disappointing. If we go deeply into it, we realize that's what it is. So we should keep serving. We should keep serving and we should keep relating. That was a point Sri Prabhupada was making. Yes, and some people said he knew that there would be some misunderstanding that would come after he left his body because he was a unifying, not only the guru, the only guru, but the unifying presence also for all the devotees. So yes, there would be some misunderstanding, there would be some differences of opinion, and those would happen. But he also knew that Lord Chaitanya, being ISKCON, it's the property of ISKCON, the ISKCON property itself belongs to Lord Chaitanya, that somehow he would in fact pull things together as long as the devotees endeavor to go by what he Srila Prabhupada had instructed that we do. So that's all we have to do. And one time I'll just talk about one meeting. Spiritual Strategic Planning Team, SSPT, which started, this is true, Mahaprabhu Swami and a few other devotees, started with disciples of Srila Prabhupada, wanting ISKCON to have firm ground, started this. We went to some meetings. I really wasn't in management as top, the president at Giranagri, but I actually represented Giranagri because I was ready and willing to go. There were so many things that were talked about, and it was very nice to hear that we went back to basics. Book distribution, that was from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, who told Srila Prabhupada, when you get money, you print books. Books means when they print it, they should be distributed. And so the It seemed that the leadership in ISKCON had pressed the reset button and said, let's hear what Shiva Prabhupada wanted us to do. And it prioritized book distribution, which is very, very, very wonderful way of spreading Krishna consciousness the whole world over. And then we have the temples too. So when a person is convinced, then they will look for the temple and join and be in the association of devotees. And this is how a devotee is made. Their minds turn to Krishna. So, everyone who follows the path, the confidential part of knowledge spoken to Arjuna, become my devotee, think about me, offer homage to me, obeisances, worship, you will come to me. So, we can become a dear friend of Krishna and obtain the same perfection as Arjuna. Srila Prabhupada is saying, if we follow this path of Arjuna, that was being stressed to Arjuna. Concentrate our minds, finally Srila Prabhupada says, the very form of Krishna with two hands, carrying a flute, the bluish boy with a beautiful face and peacock feathers in his hair, as Krishna is being described in Brahma Samhita. Srila Prabhupada even says, one should not even divert his attention to other forms of the Lord. Not Vishnu, not Narayan, not Ram, not Varaha, but the devotee should concentrate in the mind on the form that was present before Arjuna. That's the form that contains all of the other expansions of the Lord. So Krishna reveals that the two-armed form is for those who are especially favored by Krishna or have received the mercy of Guru. So once you serve Guru and make him satisfied, that's another point, and Krishna becomes pleased with the devotee and bestows his mercy on that devotee when one serves Guru and makes him satisfied. The service may be direct to Guru, but also the Guru's instruction has to be taken. So when all of that is done, then a devotee's mind will not really concentrate so much on the Virat Rupa, but on what Srila Prabhupada says to do. The two-armed form of Krishna, that's especially for devotees. And that's the one we should concentrate on. Hare Krishna. So, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So, I'll read the translation again. It is believed that all the universal planetary systems are situated on the extensive body of the Purusha, but Krishna has nothing to do with the created material ingredients. His body is eternally in spiritual existence par excellence. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna, very, very important question that you've asked. How important is the instructions of Guru to the disciple? And sometimes when things happen, would it be okay for the disciple to make some adjustments to it, sometimes even doing some things and not doing other things? Very, very important for us to understand the position of Guru. Guru is a representative of Krishna, like an ambassador, who represents Krishna. And we have been told to get to Guru, approach him and inquire submissively and also serve him. When he inquires submissively, he can answer questions. He can also tell us some things that we need to do for our own growth in spiritual life. Therefore, and some of the things you put in that question, to make it whole, has in fact happened to me. Because I was with my Swati Master, Bhaktivedanta Swami, living with him for 2 years out of the years that I related to him. 2 years actually was living in the same, residence. So yes, I got quite a bit of instruction, do this, do that, don't do this, and don't do that, and so on. So the directions were there. Now, I was in that situation that you've asked. Sometimes some things come up, and what do you do? Well, I'll tell you what I did, and I think Guy Swati Master approved of it. That's why I'll share it. Yes, sometimes instructions are given, and then you find out that it's not possible at that time to do it. Something comes in the way. Sometimes it's just our own lack of ability to fulfill that particular instruction because we don't have the expertise to do it, or something has come up as seeming to us as a greater priority, and therefore some things have to change in the way we find that we have to change in the way the spiritual master has instructed us to do. What I always did was I checked in back with him. I always did. Either I'm doing it, or if I'm not doing it, I'm checking with him and telling him why it has to be held up at a certain time, the way I'm thinking. Now, when he hears it, sometimes he will say, all right, so then do it this other time. Or sometimes the expertise is not there. Here's how he answered it. He says, when I tell you to do things and you don't know how to do it, you have to get it done. You have to get it done. See, doing it and getting it done isn't exactly the same. You can get someone else to do something and it's going to get done. Okay, someone with the expertise. If it comes to a point where someone with the expertise needs to do the things and you have to do things in good quality. You don't do things because I don't know how to do it. Therefore, you make it something crazy and I finished it. After all, you asked me to do it and I've done it. Well, the quality matters a whole lot of what we do. What we do matters. Therefore, it comes to that point, then it becomes necessary too. Now, sometimes he gives a number of instructions at once. And then it gets to a point where you're doing it, but then he calls and says, have you done this other thing? Obviously the answer is no, because doing the other thing, that, you know, one of the things to ask. So sometimes it becomes necessary to ask, if you said do this and do this and do this, what should I start with first? If he tells you that do as you see fit, then yeah, when you finish, you can report to him. But if he wants something done more importantly, he'll let you know. So it's a matter of communicating though. This is what matters a lot, communicating. Rather than we making the decision, rather than us making the decision, well, I'll do it this way, or this has happened, therefore I'm not going to do that. The instruction has been given. How do you defend not doing the instruction and still say that we actually obey Gurudev? If you don't do what he's instructed you to do, you haven't obeyed him. And so when something happens that's different, you need to let him know, so that the adjustment is now from him and not from us. Because that way our false ego never gets into the way of the instructions that's given. And this is how I understand it. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna. We're definitely going to endeavor to do this. It's important once a year. Yeah, and as you were commenting before you just finished, very, very, very important points that you made that we need to, you talked about you've been in that situation yourself, and we need to, you know, this is how we please Guru, by the way, when we do things that he asks us to do. When Guru passes, we still can connect with him, though, by prayer to him. It's one of the 9 processes. And the prayer is, Gurudev, whatever you need me to do or whatever you've asked, you know, before you left that devotees do, please plug me in. Use my intelligence to let me get involved in that also, because we know that you said it and therefore it pleases you. And what pleases you is in fact what Srila Prabhupada also wants, because he's connected to Srila Prabhupada that way. All gurus are, by the way. And that's just the way it is. You know, we want to please Srila Prabhupada, and pleasing Srila Prabhupada pleases Lord Chaitanya. And so we can't go wrong in that sense. So yes, constant prayer to the spiritual master when the spiritual master has left the body is actually the only essential connection that we have to hear him that way, because he will in fact respond and our heart will pick up on it and do what we need to do. Hare Krishna. Okay, Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada has reminded us what Bhaktivinoda Thakur said in the order in which a devotee serves. Health comes first. This physical body is used for serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but devotees who understand that the most important thing is to serve. The health is the condition of the physical body. If the condition of the physical body is honestly such that some things not put in the body because of Nirjala Ekadasi will in fact result in a negative situation and a serious situation for the body, then it is in fact important to do what you have to do to keep the body going, even in Nirjala Ekadasi. The point that was made by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj also about it, similar, but I won't repeat it because Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur has already said that. Health comes first, sadhana, because we're being trained in Krishna consciousness. That's second. And then the spiritual master's instruction, which Mataravinda Mataji and I were talking about back and forth, what he's asked us to do, and then your karma yoga, which is you yourself, what you want to do in service to devotees. That's the order in which Bhaktivinoda Thakur said. Therefore, if there's some medicine that needs to be taken, and if it's not taken within that 24 hours, there's going to be an adverse effect on the body, then the medicine has to be taken. It has to be taken the way it's been prescribed to be taken. Now, I don't know about this fully, but I've heard it, therefore I'll put it out there, but I won't be responsible for it. And that is, some people do say that if you observe Ekadasi the whole year round, then again, when there's a situation where Pandava Nirjala Ekadasi, no food, no water, it's going to be very, very detrimental to the body, then you may take Ekadasi at that time. Now, I know some concessions have been given by Srila Prabhupada. Personally, unless somebody else wants to comment about it, I don't know that this is one of them. But it has been floated. I know that some people that have to travel, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj's point is that when you travel and sometimes it's too hard to concentrate on driving because you are hungry and you could in fact harm yourself in an accident, then it makes more sense to take a Ekadasi, you know, meal at that time. But we all should really endeavor to do all the Ekadasi fast from grains and beans and so on at that time, though. All the Ekadasi. Hare Krishna. So within it is you make your judgment. If it's affecting your health, then definitely put the health as priority. That's the answer to your question. So the mentality of, well, Nirjala Ekadasi comes and I will observe Nirjala Ekadasi, therefore I don't have to do all the others. Well, in so many ways, that's not the way to look at it. Because if I give an example, a little bit different from this, but to come to this. All right. So I can leave the body at some time. I'm going to have to leave the body at some time. The time about Krishna right now. Why should I attempt? Time comes, I think about Krishna, and I'll go to Krishna's abode. So when it comes, time comes, make sure that I'm chanting and devotees are around me, they're chanting and I'll go. It's the last shot. You think about Krishna, Krishna says that. In other words, we should not take the things from the Shastra and say, well, I have a way around this issue because Krishna said it like that. The Papa was giving another example. Some rascal, he said, has killed somebody else and says, well, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna was urging Arjuna to fight, and fighting means killing. And he said, there's no offense. Therefore, I can also kill and there's no offense. We have to be really, really careful how we interpret what's there. If it wasn't necessary to do Ekadasi and only one Pandav Nirjala Ekadasi, Srila Prabhupada would have said, fast once a year at Nirjala Ekadasi. But you know the others are there. So if the others are there, they are there to be used, to be followed. Therefore, the question is, are you going to follow it or not? It really boils down to a person's will to obey the instructions of Guru. So the Ekadasis are all there, fast and Pandav Ekadasi, and fast on the other Ekadasis also. After all, we're trying to please the Lord. If you want to please the Lord, you do more of the things that He's asked to do, not less. Hare Krishna. Very good point that you brought up. Because of the way your health situation has been, dealing with your health has been scheduled by the hospital, it's obviously not your fault. You can, in fact, follow what the hospital says to do because Bhaktivinoda Thakur said health comes first. Health comes first. So remember, there was a situation involving, forgetting the name, I don't control, I guess, it's in remembrance, but it will come to me, I hope. I'll pass on that example until my mind picks it up again, and then we'll talk about it. But there have been instances where the process is supposed to be done a certain way. Maharaj Ambarish, that's what I started to think about. So Maharaj Ambarish was fasting. The time came to break a fast. Durvasa Muni came to visit him, and Durvasa Muni was going to be offered prasadam, but he wanted to go freshen up, take a bath, and then come back. And he was gone a long time. It was necessary to break the fast. And so Maharaj Ambarish consulted the Brahmins, and they said, you take a little Chanamrita water, and that's like eating and at the same time not eating, and you can break the fast that way. Well, of course, Durvasa Muni, being powerful and has mystic powers, noticed what had happened and then tried to give trouble to Maharaj Ambarish, but Maharaj Ambarish was saved. The point we're making is Maharaj Ambarish made the adjustment out as was necessary. It became necessary. So when it becomes necessary, this is in the Shastra, from that standpoint, then, you know, other thing you can do is reschedule if it's not too late. But, and if you want to really, really follow the fundamental nature of Ekadashi, the way it's supposed to be done, then you can reschedule. But sometimes, you know, it's not possible to, we'll give you a date that doesn't help matters at all. And I know that's happened to me also. So, at that point, because health is necessary, then you may have to, you know, finish some point. You're talking about water, okay? So it's not like you're even trying to eat some solid food, yeah. You know, and then follow the hospital's guidance on how to prepare yourself for your body. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said health comes first. Hare Krishna. Well, the Virat Rupa is, even we haven't seen, but the way it was described by Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita is very phenomenal. There's so many things that are happening to show the power of the Lord and absolute control that he has over the material energy. All of the soldiers and all of the, you know, just being helplessly, those who were supposed to die, which was a future event because the war hadn't actually started yet. Arjuna saw all of that, and he said, Krishna said, time I am, destroyer of all things. He predicted that except the five Pandavas, on both sides, the soldiers would be destroyed. And then he gave a visual to Arjuna of how they were all being, you know, pulled into the mouths and crushed by the Virat Rupa, the universal form. So it gives a person who is in your fight the power of the Supreme Personality, the sense of the power of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even from a material standpoint, everything is under his control and his will. Not only his will, his control. Control means he can do whatever, and he does as he likes also. If there are some things that happen on a regular basis, it's because he's approved for it to happen on a regular basis. And then he set a demigod there to also make sure that that happens in a regular basis, like the sun coming up or turning to our where we are at certain times of the day consistently. So what the neophyte can get from this is that Krishna has great control, but that is the power of a Lord that's appreciated. Now, power does not mean you have to love the Lord. You just accept that, you know, he's all powerful and he's under control. He's controlling everything. We are under his control. There's nothing in the material world that can be done, well, in the material world here, that he doesn't have final say in it. That comes clear from the Virat Rupa. But the spiritual master is teaching us to connect with the love of the Lord, Krishna Prema. That the neophyte doesn't think about. Because that's transcendental. The Lord is spiritual. We're connecting with the spiritual. This time, to the chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in Kali Yuga. So that's the part that's missing. And that's what puts that person in a neophyte platform. because they're not thinking of bhakti at all. Hare Krishna. Right. That is the difference. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Krishna Prabhupada. Can you explain a little bit expansion of what though? Can you? You said it. And then Sankarshan comes Mahavishnu, yeah. There's a connection, very good question. You're trying to get the understanding of Mahatattva when these expansions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are also there. Well, there's Swamsa and Bibinamsa. I won't get Swamsa. I go to Bibinamsa, I'll be way, way off the topic. Now, so that's us, the little parts and parcels of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Swamsa's expansion, the Mahatattva has been told to us, even in this one here, that they are the material ingredients total together make the Mahatattva. Now, when you are talking about the Chaturvyuha, the forms Vasudeva, Anirudha, Sankarshan, Pradumya, and then they expand to, Radha Maharaj explained it nicely in the lecture, to Narayan, and then from Narayan expands to the second Chaturvyuha, Sankarshan of that expands to Karnadakshaya Vishnu or Mahavishnu, from whose pores the Mahatattva finally comes out. So the connection, there has to be a distinction between the expansions of the Lord as Swamsa, the expansions which are fully as powerful as Krishna, but they have different functions. That's on the one hand. And one of them is Mahavishnu, to whom the Mahatattva comes. So Mahatattva is the ingredients that make it, and then the expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as He has planned by His own Supreme Will, gets to the point where the Mahatattva comes out from Karnadakshaya Vishnu. So the expansion of the Lord is one thing, and the Mahatattva is generated from one of the expansions, particularly Mahavishnu. Hare Krishna. That's my understanding of it. So you brought up very, very important points about how sometimes people use particular things that we do on certain special days, you know, and then they have their own spin on it, basically, is what you're saying. At least what I've understood you to be saying. And the Ekadashi was brought up. Some people, you've said, fast through. It's almost like doing the diet based on the Ekadashi the whole time. Well, if they have health issues that make it better for them to stay away from grains and so on, that's a health issue that if it's actually helping the body to be in better situation to serve, then there's nothing wrong with that. If the body is in other words, this, as you said, honesty is important. Are you doing this just so your body is in such a shape that you can use that for adoration or how good your body looks? Or are you doing this really so that the body is in the optimum state of health for service to Krishna? It all depends on the mentality of the person that is doing, making the change. Because people do in fact make the change. Sometimes when people have become vegan, they won't drink any milk. As Papa said, cow's milk is good for the fine tissues of the brain, but they don't, and they're devotees, okay? They don't drink milk. Because certain things are also happening to their bodies that the, you know, medical establishment has said, and I'm a godbrother going through that right now. You know, and it's, so then is it against what Srila Prabhupada said? Well, we brought up this whole point about Bhaktivinoda Thakur says put health first. So if the intention is to actually save the person from complications health-wise by changing the diet so they can keep serving as optimally as the body would allow them to serve, then it makes sense to do that because now you're putting service first and being able to do it well as a priority. But any other thing, just for, you know, people to praise you and say, oh, you've taken such good care of your body because now you look better and all of that. Some people may say it, but we ourselves should not even take, you know, take that seriously if our intention is to use the body to serve to the utmost capacity that we have. Yeah, that, from that point of view, wanting the body to be used to serve better, if we can't, if we're not violating, you know, rules needlessly, then yes, it makes sense to do that. So you already made so many comments about, you know, people wanting to do things for distinction and adoration, and you know, that we should never do. We should never do. We should not do anything for that kind of reason. We should do whatever we need to do materially in order to keep going, the necessary things. And then also we need to give as grihasthas, you know, charity, because that's also required to keep, you know, devotees happy and the temples also proceeding. That's our aim, apart from hearing and chanting Hare Krishna. Nothing. Keep it simple. You just keep it simple. I come up with all kinds of excuses to do different things and break what's set up as the laws that we're following to go back to Godhead. That we have to be careful of. Hare Krishna. In other words, look before you leap. I had to be careful with things we're doing. Krishna's mercy. Hare Krishna, Krishna's mercy. Hare Krishna, glory to Shri Prabhupada.